This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Remember all the stories a couple of years ago about people stealing copper? They were breaking into construction sites and utility company storage facilities and stealing copper by the pound. Well, here's the 2012 version of that story. There's a growing trend lately of beauty supply store break-ins. They don't want the cash or extra conditioner. They come for the hair. Jim Burris reports from WABE in Atlanta.
Lexi's Beauty Supply isn't a big store, but the long, dark, silky lock of hair owner Madeline Roberts holds in her hand is big business.
This is the top-of-the-line hair. It's very expensive. Just this piece right here, this is probably 22 inches. That right there is going to run about $160, $170.
You'll need two for a full weave. That's more than $300. Hair extensions are still in vogue. That's largely why Roberts opened her shop here less than a year ago.
New from overnight, police say some bold thieves slammed a stolen car into a store.
The thieves were after only one thing, bundles of hair.
And then they stole $10,000 worth of weave.
Even then, there were often stories about burglars hitting hair weave shops. They all kind of played out the same way. A U-Haul truck plows through a glass storefront, then masked men jump out and head right for the hair.
We knew that robberies were going on, and burglaries, I should say, were going on all over Atlanta for the hair. But you just don't think on such a main street across from a 24-hour McDonald's, you just don't think they're going to be that bold.
They were. 3 weeks after opening, bandits threw a brick through the front window. They were in and out in a minute. The burglary cost Roberts about $6,000.
And the heck of it is that in the first couple of months that we were open, we left the lights on like this all night. So it was very bright in here. So they were bold.
Major Randall Robinson of the Atlanta Police Department agrees the perpetrators are bold. He says officers had just gotten a hand on a similar string of thefts. Those involved blue jeans. Then the hair weave heist started.
And then it was like, wow, they're taking hair weave.
Major Robinson sees hair as just the next hot commodity.
Criminals decided, well, hey, if we can tap into that market, this is a way for us to do it.
Hair weaves are nearly impossible to track, so crooks often pull up to a local park, open the trunk, and quickly sell their goods. And unlike drugs, police can't arrest someone just for having a lot of hair in their car. Hair thefts aren't just an Atlanta thing. In the past year, crooks have gotten away with $10,000 worth in San Diego. A Houston salon lost $150,000 in one break-in.
She wants something more dramatic in case.
Back at Lexi's Beauty Supply, owner Madeline Roberts has given her store a makeover. She's installed bulletproof glass and hired a security guard. That's what police call target hardening. And the only hair left at the store overnight are extensions called Yaki. They're only $20 a package.
If they want to go to jail over cheap hair, that's on them.
At least four hair thieves have gone to jail. Apparently, they were so focused on the smash and grab, they didn't notice the cop working security at the Waffle House next door. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.